You said, wait, I got a question. You said that you did a game. We got a game.
I didn't say that.
I thought you said something about when he was on,
No, I still have the game. I still know how the game play works, too.
Oh, I thought you said something about a game. Maybe I'm just tripping. Like,
why is that?
Wait. Oh, you did not say that? No, wait, no, you said, okay, I'm finishing the game. Oh, you meant, like, your game.
Yeah, my game.
I thought you meant, like, you're finishing, like, a game.
Nah, dude was in a Fortnite match.
Yeah, it was.
No, what was I all about right. to say? What were we talking about before all that just happened?
Something about a game.
Oh, yeah, you thought this dude was playing games.
Oh, yeah, no, because you said, like,
I am playing games constantly, you know.
Because you were playing Fortnite, and I said, and I was finna say, like, part of, so, like, you know, when I was saying, like, I'm going to take a few extra minutes to shower because I was, like, waiting for my stuff to dry. I was, but I was also playing my game.
Oh, I know you were.
Yeah, I'm playing, I'm playing a new Pokemon game.
It's funny because when JB said that, I think I had just barely gotten out of the shower.
Oh, okay. It all worked out. Like, I was ready.
What do you mean, what?
He said, I'm ready when you guys are.
Yeah, because I'm ready when y'all are. I got out of the shower. As soon as you sent the message, you were going to go shower?
Oh, okay.
I just got out of the shower.
Damn.
You can do it.
I did do it.
Oh, I thought you meant like you were doing like a presentation game or something. I was going to be like, oh my God, Tink.
That's time consuming.
I thought you were just going to be like, damn, you really going to surprise me. It is time consuming. But I spend multiple hours playing my game. So, hey.
Oh, okay.
But I just, I got a lot of grinding to do right now for real.
I was listening to a book.
Listening to a book?
Mm-hmm.
That's what's up, Gabe. What book was it?
It's called Crescent City.
Crescent City?
That's the book series.
It's given, it's like, is it utopia based?
Utopia? What do you mean utopia based?
Like, is it like about like a...
No.
You didn't even let me ask.
I had a feeling when you were trying to go about it. Was it like how The Giver was?
Like, I wasn't even going to say The Giver. I was going
to say... The Giver is more dystopian, but I know what you're saying. Like where it's one society controlling everything type thing?
I guess so. I thought it was going to be, like, about, like, a society or a community. Like...
Oh, well, kind of. Because the plot is two people who essentially, like, who disliked each other. They're far apart. And they're pretty much going against the, from my understanding is they're trying to figure out this mystery, but also trying to change. I feel like later on they're going to start changing how the whole entire rule system works.
Prelude.
I didn't know that.
Yeah. I didn't know either. So I looked it up because, sorry to interrupt.
No, you're good.
But I was because of the show that I'm watching, yeah. Windbreaker. It has a lot of the, like, characters from Fruits Baskets.
The voice actors.
Yeah. Yeah.
That's right, it does.
That's how I found out, but yeah. Anyways. Yeah.
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 So, how's it going?
We going to the beach.
Oh, my God. I can't wait.
We going to the beach.
By the time you see this, we're long back for the beach.
Right.
Unfortunately.
This bitch is probably coming out till like, September or something.
Right. It won't even be the summertime no more for real. But...
No, it still will be. It's still going to be hot. September's still hot.
Well, September's about to turn into fall.
You know Georgia weather.
Yeah.
It's spring... Summer, fall, spring, summer.
Because it do be hot.
And then summer.
It do be hot.
And then it goes to fall in November. Then it goes to...
Favorite time of the year, by the way.
Then it goes to winter from January to maybe early April.
You know, we'll get that little chance of snow here and there. It'll be like, oh, snow warning.
Yeah.
It'll never stick though.
And then and then it goes from there back again to spring for like 2 days. Then back to winter, then fall, summer, then back to winter, and then summer.
So, in reality, it'd be summer all around because it'd be hot.
Mm-hmm. Mm, yep.
It'd be hot.
I think it's like global warming or something, though.
But when it's cold, it's cold.
Yes. But you know what? You still have those people. Mm-hmm. You still have those people that dress the exact opposite of the weather.
No, for real.
Why are you wearing shorts and a tank top?
Let me tell y'all. Cut this out real quick, actually.
No, but people at UGA, they be like that. I be seeing, like, boys running shirtless in, like, booty hoochie daddy shorts. And I'm just like, it's December. Like, what are you doing?
Literally, at my job, like, he don't work there no more. But, like, at one point, it was this one boy. And it was, like, it was literally, like, the end of December. Like, I think it was about to be Christmas or, like, Christmas passed and it was about to be New Year's or something. But it was, like, really cold. Like, it was really cold that day. To the point, like, I had to go in, like, in the store and buy a whole jacket. Like, it was that cold. This man came in with some cargo shorts. Like, some shorts. Like, and we was, and everybody in the break room was looking at him like.
Who the hell?
Right. Like. And he's like, it's not that cold outside. Mind you, it was like the coldest day of the fucking year.
Like, that just reminded me. when you're finished, I'm going to tell you about it right now.
No, that was it. Okay. Right.
So speaking of that, where I work in downtown, there's this guy that always walks around mm-hmm. with his shirt, either shirt off or shirt cropped. Never in between. When it got colder months, because we were just like joking around. We're like, oh, man. Like, what is this guy going to do? Just come in with a hoodie that is cropped?
Right.
Bro came walking with a hoodie that was cropped.
No way. That's
funny. Like, I was in fucking three layers. My brother was in three layers. Right. And dude was in shorts and a cropped fucking hoodie.
Like.
With no shirt under.
Like, these people are asking to get sick. Oh, my God.
It's like. It's fashion.
Y'all are going to get pneumonia dealing with that.
But if you ask them, it's going to be like, it's fashion. Knowing that shit don't look good.
Like, in the winter?
Who are you looking good for?
Right.
Ain't nobody going to be like, but I will ain't say nobody this. In Athens going to be like, oh my God.
I will say fashion. This. If I had abs like how that dude had abs, I'd probably be doing the same.
Hell no.
Dude was ripped.
He was ripped for real, for real?
Mm-hmm. Bro is shredded.
Amen. Amen.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen.
I don't know. Oh, my
God. It's 83 degrees right now?
No, it's not. No, it's not.
Yes, it is.
It says it's 83, but what? How is it really?
It's 82, actually. What does it feel like?
88. God damn. God damn.
What'd I tell you?
My bad.
And how much you want to bet? That's still like probably the coldest day for real.
Okay, so real quick before I get to my story. Oh, welcome back to The Deep End. I am your host, JB Alvarez. These are my co-hosts.
Darian Reddick.
Gabe Alvarez.
And welcome back to another episode. This is season 2 of The Deep End, season 3 in general. How do you guys feel?
That's so crazy. Every time I hear season 3, that's so crazy.
It is crazy.
It's insane. Back to what we were saying about the beach. Oh, okay. So, Daytona. That shit is mad cheap.
True.
It's like $70 a night.
Daytona, Florida?
Yeah.
Wow.
But it's like 6-7 hours.
Damn.
For our first trip?
I'm like, maybe not. And only for like two days?
Yeah, nah.
Yeah.
Nah. Because we would have. Nah.
I was going to say, if it was a couple more days, then. Yeah. Probably. But yeah.
I mean, if it was a week.
If it was a week, I would have been down.
Right.
For sure.
Right.
But.
That's probably why it is so cheap, because people go for so long.
Yeah. But, like, I mean, I feel like that's what St. Simon's, you know, it's like far ish, but I mean, we'll be all right.
It's like just a little weekend getaway.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Don't got to leave all of our troubles in Athens.
Mm-hmm.
When we leave Athens, our Athens problem stays in Athens.
Yep.
Mm-hmm.
Yep.
We're not going to worry about nothing.
Not going to worry about no jobs. Because
I know when I go on vacation, I know it's muted automatically. Like,
oh.
They my coworkers know how I go when I'm on vacation. Like, they don't hear from me for a week. They be wanting to think I'm. They be wanting to check on me, but then I don't text back. But then they know I'm good though. But they just know that, like, hey, I'd be needing the detox.
So, right.
Like, so
it's gonna feel nice.
It's gonna feel nice. Yeah. And, like, you know, I've never been there, so I just want, like, I'm excited to see, like what it's like. Because I think I forgot who told me. I think Alondra said it was, like, some little shops and stuff down there, so.
It's pretty nice.
Yeah.
I will say this, man. I've said it before. Like, I've texted you guys about it. Mm-hmm. I've been feeling so burned out.
Yeah.
Literally.
Like, yeah. It felt like a routine where it was just, like, getting up in the morning, going to work. Going back home, I felt like I had no social life.
Yeah.
I would hardly be able to text you guys.
Yeah.
I would just keep to myself. And any plans that I do want to go to, I'm like, no, I can't.
Yeah.
Making up an excuse not to go because I'm trying to have, like, preserve my own shit so I can actually go at it again tomorrow.
You know, right.
And it's been bad. But I will say this. I had a really long weekend. We stopped working on 4th of July. We didn't work Friday, and then we had 2 more days off.
Oh, okay.
So it felt great. It feels different than when you were a kid.
The 4th of July?
Most definitely.
Not just the 4th of July, but a long weekend.
Yeah.
Oh.
Like, I thought I would enjoy it more.
Yeah.
Low-key, that shit was ass.
Like, I think if you have stuff to do and, like, you know, you got plans, like, it might, you know.
Yeah, but, I mean, the first 2 days, you know, 4th of July, I was with family. The next day, I was just at home because I was tired.
Right.
Then the next day, I went to my brother's house, which was pretty fun, you know.
Right.
I hung out with JB a little bit. We tried to get you to come with us.
Right.
And then
I remember that day. I'm just like, damn, he hates us.
For real.
No. I was playing Pokemon. I ain't
okay. I feel you.
Like.
And then Sunday, I forgot what happened Sunday. But Sunday felt the shortest for me, and I was not ready to go back to work Sunday.
I hate that, like, when I have a couple days off. Because I don't have, like, back-to-back days off, like, mm-hmm. you know. So, but when I do have those back-to-back days off, like, it be going by so fast. Like,
It do. Like, the first few days feel long, but then that last day just feels short, and you're not ready to go back.
Yeah.
You're like, I take it back. Let me enjoy it a little bit more.
Yeah, and that's how I'm going to feel. I know I'm going to feel like that. Because it's like, this is going to be my first week off of work. I've never taken a week off of work for nothing.
Mm-hmm.
So, this is going to be my first week off. So.
It's going to feel. It's going to feel nice, and it's going to feel weird going back.
For real. Right. Real quick, though. I'm going to need y'all help on the 19th to house it.
Okay.
All right.
I was going to say my story of how I got
to go. How'd that shit go?
Oh, yeah.
Because you said you wasn't even going to ask. You said you were just going to tell.
Dude, lately, I don't know why. What were you saying?
I was going to say, because, I remember Gabe said, like, his folks said, yeah, but I never heard nothing about yours. But, like, I assume that they said, yeah, because his folks said, yeah, but I didn't know.
I feel like that might have been the reason. But just because I always say, because I'm going with Gabe and Darion, and they're like, oh, okay.
Right.
But that's because I don't know. Do you ever ask to go out?
Yes, I do. When it comes to something far, like...
No, just like in general.
No, I let them know. I'm like, hey, mom and dad, I'm going out with JB and Darion.
Oh, okay.
Or, like, I'm going out with this person. And my mom will ask me, what time are you getting back? I'm like, hard to say, but I'll let you know.
Damn.
It is hard to say.
So she asks for, like when you're going to come back and stuff.
Yeah.
Interesting.
But, I mean, she also has my location, but my mom's just very... I'm the last kid, but she's just very protective of me.
Yeah, that's probably why.
Yeah,
why? Because me, like, whenever I just go out just, like, regularly, she's like, yeah, just don't stay out too late. Like, oh, okay.
Well, I mean, yeah, your mom knows you're a teenager. She's more understanding than my mom is, I will say that.
Yeah. Not even a teenager.
He's 20 now.
Yeah, I'm 20.
I still see you as 15.
Oh. I see you as 75.
Dang.
Unk.
That's not even Unk. That's Grandpa.
That's Gramps.
Chill out, bro.
Gramps. Right,
go on.
But I just... Because I think I brought it up to my mom first. I think it was a couple days after, like, we were talking about it in general. Mm-hmm. And I was just like, oh, fuck, how do I want to bring it up? Like, do I want to ask or do I just want to just say that I'm going? So I did the thing where I was like, yeah, so me and the guys, we're thinking about going to the beach. And she's like, oh, okay, when? I'm like, the 19th to the 21st. She's like, oh, okay, just be safe. Take care.
Dang.
What did your dad say?
I'm like, oh, okay, shit. Okay, that was a lot easier than I thought. And how I got it to my dad was like...
I know that shit was scarier.
It was scary.
Because for me, talking to my dad was scary as fuck.
That shit's so scary for no reason.
It is. I don't know why, but it's just... Like, the way you went about it with your mom, that's how I went about it with my dad. Like my mom, I could talk to her straight up.
Didn't have to tell nobody.
Yeah, when my mom was like, "Hey, mom, I want to go to the beach this day and this and this," and then I was like, "Hey, mom, you know, we're wanting to go to the beach and all that," and I can explain to my mom, you know, talk to her, she's more understanding.
Yeah.
But my dad,
yeah,
he's more understanding too. But he like,
but like he makes you stutter. He's like, he like gives you that. It's just your dad.
It's just that intimidating aura.
Yes,
literally.
Like, I feel you.
It's just like, I don't know. I get some shit. I probably like me and my dad. You know, we good. You know, we talk, we laugh, and all this other shit.
Right.
But like, his first language is Spanish, right? And my Spanish is good normally.
Yeah.
Talking to people.
Right.
But when I get nervous. I'm no Sabo. I'm no Sabo when I get nervous, bro. I mix up my words. My tongue gets tied. And I miss certain letters and all that. I'm like, and it makes me sound illiterate. Or oops. Sounding illiterate.
Right.
When we were, it was the day that we were getting the hotel or the Airbnb. And I was gonna call him and I was gonna be like, or I did, I called him and I was like, hey dad, can I get, cause I worked the week before and he just hadn't paid me. And that's just typical of him cause like he just forgets.
Yeah.
So I'm like, hey dad, can I get my money from the day that I worked with you last week? It's because me and the guys are going to the beach. I said it just like that. I was like, because me and guys are going to the beach. And he's like, oh, okay, just grab, like, however you need. Or, like, I asked him again, like, how much do you want me to grab? Because, like, at the same time, I don't want to rely on like, his payment in general. But he just told me, like, a certain amount. I'm like, oh, okay, cool. So I grab that. I pay for the thing, and then I think it was like a couple days after I went to work with him again, and he just asked me about it. He's like, oh, "Okay, so when are you guys going?" I'm like, "Oh, we're going this day." He's like, "Oh, okay, cool." It was scary though.
The fact that you chose calling, because I told my dad in person.
Right.
That is because he was at work.
Oh, that's true. I wear my
and
dad.
Like, and we were. I think it was in the morning.
Yeah.
Ah, yeah, that is true. It was in the morning. Yeah. I will say this though, I was driving that day. I told my dad, like, "Hey, dad, let me drive." I was trying to sweet talk. I was like, "Hey, dad, let me drive." Let me drive. I was driving, and I was like, "Hey, dad, you know." So the guys and I, we were thinking of going to the beach, and he's like, "Oh." And I was like, yeah, it's, and I, but like before, like I said it all at once, having like limited questions for him to ask me. So I was like, yeah, we're going to beach. It's called St. Simons. It's like 4 hours away. And we just, you know, we've been thinking about it. We were wanting to go.
Give him all the deets.
Yeah.
Right.
And I was like, and you know, I talked to mom about it. She said it was all right with me. You know, I will give you guys a call when I'm there. You guys have my location and just like. Laying it all out there, you know, I was
right,
and I was just pretty much thinking, like, and you know, I'm like, one, give me a call, I'll answer, you know, type shit, right?
Right.
And then my dad goes like, oh, he's like, I mean, just you know, be safe, be all this other stuff, and then we started talking about other stuff, and then I was still confused, and I told him that in the morning, right? Because I was telling him in the morning. Then on the way back, I went like, hey, dad, so I'm just not 100% sure where we left off on it, you know, like. And he's like, oh, yeah, you know, I'm okay with it. You know, you just don't be stupid. Pretty much what he told me.
Right.
It's just, man, like, How would you feel if you were still in the parent, if you're, oh my God, how would you feel if you were still living with your parents at your age?
Yeah.
Do you think you'd have to ask them, or do you think you'd,
so
how do you think it would go?
So like if it was me now, or if I was just like living with them still?
If it's you now.
Oh, okay.
But you're living with them.
Okay.
Yeah. Because it's different for us.
I feel like, because even when I was like hanging out, like, cause my mom, I've been out of town, like when I was with my parents, cause you know, when I had my surgery and all that, and I was at my parents' house, I was going out of Athens. Like I was like, we went to, me, Malcolm and us, your hair went to, Andretti's in Beaufort. Like we went to a main event. Like, we went to different places like outside of Athens. So I feel like my mom would have been cool. And then like at that time, like my mom was seeing who I was hanging around with, and she was seeing it was the same people. So it wasn't like, you know, she was starting to like get who I was hanging around. So
yeah,
she probably would say yeah.
But you would have asked, or you would have just told her like, so you're going
back then when I was going out, like I would just be like, hey mom, like I'm going out, da da da, and she, you know, she, you know, I would just be like, I'm going out from this time or whatever. But I feel like out of town, I might just be like, hey, like me and my friends think about going out of town, you know, going this, you know, this place, da da, like what you think. But even then, I feel like she probably just blow okay.
Right.
Because, okay, like, she told, like, because she told me, because, like, you know, I had my own, like, apartment and all that at that time. So she was like, you know, like, you got your own place. Like, you're grown. So.
Yeah.
So, but, like, if I was actually, like, living with them, like, if I didn't have my place, then.
It'd be a little different.
Yeah.
Yeah. So. Okay, I feel that.
Yeah. Yeah. It's crazy you say that because, like, in the Hispanic culture, our parents, I don't know about other Hispanic parents, but I do know at least Mexicans, they want to keep their kids close.
Yeah.
They don't want him leaving. So, Ricardo, he was 27 when he moved out.
That's insane to me. That's insane.
Wow. He was 27. He was already... The only reason why... I feel like the reason why he left, too, was because, well, you know, he's engaged now.
Right.
He's considered a man. He's right. Considered... I mean, don't get me wrong, he was already a man, but he was considered a married man.
Right.
So his responsibility was not to his family, which he's going to create with his current wife.
Right.
And with that being said, you know, it's like in those things where it's like they don't consider you out of the family, like our immediate family, right? Like in my dad's eyes, his family right now is like, don't worry, like my is me, my mom, my grandma, because we all are living in the same household.
Right.
But the moment we leave, we have our own family to take care of now.
Right.
And that's just how the thing was. I mean, he'll always consider us family. He'll always love us, as you know, because we're still his kids. But at that point, your responsibility is not to your family.
Right.
So that's how...
That's fair.
That is fair.
That's how he thinks about it, at least.
Because then he feels like he shouldn't have to look out for that, for them.
Mm-hmm.
Necessarily.
And I think, like, he's, I guess, like, doing what he did with Ricardo, what he did with Lily, what he did with Chewy. You know, he told me, like, straight up, he's like, one day, I forgot, I think I was, like, 20 years old. He told me, he's like, hey, so, it's like, you're old enough now. I just wanted to tell you, you don't have to ask us to go out. Just let us know.
Right.
And that moment was like, holy crap. It's like, that's when I felt like he was...
graduating.
Yeah, exactly. That's literally how it feels. It feels like graduating, because he's letting you live your life.
Yeah.
You know, right. It's no longer like you got to ask.
Right.
Know? Whereas before I would be like, hey, mom and dad, can I go out? And now I was like, hey, mom, hey, dad, I'm going to head out. You know, I'm going out with the guys and all this other stuff. Or I'm going to do this, I'm doing that. And they're like, okay, you know, just like don't be back late and all this stuff.
Right.
So it's like it's eye opening. You know, I was talking to Choi about it, too, today at work. I was like, you know, I just find it crazy that I'm able to do this. You know, I never in a million years did I think I was able to go out that far, you know?
Right.
Like, I'm still terrified to go all the way to Beaufort sometimes.
Right.
Like, not because I'm driving. Like, I don't mind. I can drive there, and I'm fine with that. It's more so, like, I'm still, like, hesitant telling my parents where I'm going because I'm going that far.
And that's just an hour away.
Yeah, and that's just an hour away. And it's funny because my dad asked me, like, because we were going there one day. He's like, oh, so how many times have you driven up here? And I was like, oh, it's like, or no, he said like, He didn't ask me how many times. He's like, pretty much insinuating that I've driven up there, right? And pretty much saying, like, yeah, he said, you haven't driven up this far, have you? I'm like, no, not this far. You know, I've been to Buford. I've been to these places. You know, I've been to Decatur and all this other stuff. And then, but just never this far driving. And then it's like, oh, okay, you know. And I was like, is that what you know, Dad?
Yeah.
You know, and I will say this. Hispanic dads, they act like they don't know. They act like they don't care. Mm-hmm. But in reality, they know what you be fucking doing.
Right.
And that is the straight up truth. Same with moms. Hispanic moms, Hispanic dads are just like different.
Right.
They build different. For no, for real. They will catch you in a lie. Like they themselves are the lie detectors.
Oh, man.
Don't matter if you're straight faced. Don't matter or nothing. They just know.
Yeah.
I've been caught in so many lies.
I'm curious. I just want to see how our parents parent real quick.
All right, go for it.
Did you ever have the birds and the bees talk with your dad or your parents in general?
When I got older.
So you did have it.
I did have it, but I had it when I was.
When you're dating.
Yeah.
Makes sense.
When I was dating, when I was 18.
Oh.
That's when my mom was telling me about it.
Okay. But it, okay, go ahead.
But like, they also sent me to like the in school program of like the birds and the bees talk. Like, they knew about it. They right. just chose to wait. You know, it's awkward when your dad talks to you about that shit too. I don't know if your dad has talked to you about that.
I was gonna say that's really interesting because I feel like that has to do. Wait, what? I was gonna compare this. This idea came from something that you said. I forgot what it was. But, it's weird. Or that's funny because my dad and my parents, they just don't do that.
They ignored it?
They just don't talk about it. Like, they don't like, talk to me about that stuff, you know? It's good because I don't want to have that conversation. But it's like, damn, like, what if, like, how would I have known? Aside from your friends.
And didn't they also put you in the school program too?
They probably did, but it's like, I don't know. Do they really expect me to learn everything from that? Because, like,
I'm pretty sure, like, I, you know.
I don't know what the fuck you said.
I don't know. I do not know. I don't know.
Did your parents ever give you the birds and the bee talk?
My mom did, but it was, you know, mine was obviously different. Mine was the birds and the birds. Right. but she just gave me a little talk about when I moved off on my own and when I moved to Gainesville and all that. Mm-hmm. She just gave me a talk of just like being safe and just mm-hmm. like being like make good choices and stuff like that related to those types of activities.
Yeah. Right.
But other than that, like she wasn't like full on having a talk.
She wasn't like so when the daddy and the mommy like, meet.
Nah, she wasn't doing that. No, because I mean I was like a teenager. At that
right.
point. Like she knew. Like she knew I knew. Like
they were smart. They waited until we were older.
But. It's just like she knew, like, I guess, like, I'm be off in my own space for the first time. You know, I'm going to be meeting people. So I guess she was just, like, wanting me to be safe and just, you know, yeah. You know?
I know what you mean.
Right.
See? Then again, I understand where they're coming from because I feel like having that conversation with, like, a 12-year-old would be weird.
It would be weird.
You know, I've said this once, I'll say it again. I don't give a shit how old you are. If it's time for you to learn, you're going to learn. And I'm going to tell you how I tell you, and that's it. No complaints, no nothing. I'm going to be funny about it if I can, but I'm going to be straight up.
What was I going to say? At what age would you?
When I start finding out they watching something.
If
they're in the restroom for longer than what they usually in the restroom for, I'm be like, hey man, we gotta talk.
And what you doing in there?
Right. if it's to the point where their bottle of soap is empty but their hair is dry.
Not bottle.
When if it's to the point where I walk into the room and I find a sock.
I never understood why people.
I've never done it. Yeah. No, that's weird. Or like just like if I just like go in there and I'm like, you know,
looking like SpongeBob when he found out Squidward looking at
patties. Like no, like when you walking in there, it's just it hits you because it has a smell.
Yeah,
it does have a smell.
Yeah, it does. It does.
You'd be like,
mm-hmm. I know what you've been doing.
You like.
I'm gonna be like,
don't you, Squidward? Look,
I'm gonna be like, hey, man, look, I'm gonna take this dude out. I'm gonna be like, hey, come on, I gotta take you somewhere. Just drive with him.
Let's go for ice.
My aunt tried to have that talk with me.
Let's go for ice cream.
Lock the door.
Right.
In the car, we're driving. He's like, hey, man, you know, have you just insinuating? He's like, you know, how's everything been? And all this other stuff. I would just be straight up. He's like, all right, look, real talk. I ain't gonna sugarcoat it no more. I know what you be doing. It's time for you to learn. Not like that. It's like, it's you fun to.
That was insane. It's time for you to learn.
It's like
nothing.
It's just this is gonna sound fucking uncomfortable as shit, dog. But you gotta learn.
Yeah,
you gotta know. You're at that age. You're curious.
Right.
I'm not gonna be like that. That the thing is gonna be like you're gonna notice changes. Nah, man. It's like, hey, bro. When you get the mergers, you get the mergers. I get that. But just do this shit in your own space. Make sure that you're. You know, doing your own thing good and right, you know.
Right.
And I'll be like, don't be weird about it. Don't be weird. Shit's normal. Shit's natural. Just, you know?
Yeah.
Yeah, I actually do know that time.
Yeah. I get it this time, yeah.
It's right. Like, don't be like, creep. Don't be a creep. Don't be none. Like, I'm going to tell him, like,
don't be a creep. Last thing you should be is a creep.
And I'm going to be just straight up, look, hey, man. You're going to get to an age where you're going to want to do these things. I'm going to just be like, just be careful. Be safe. Talk to me if you need to talk to me. I'm here for you and all this other stuff. Just, you know, like, I'm going to be straight up. Nothing like that. That shit don't. It isn't awkward to me.
Yeah.
No, it's normal.
It is.
That's just what it is.
Right.
And that's the first thing I'm going to tell him is, like, don't feel weird about it. It's normal. You're going to. And I'm going to just say. If I see you looking at women weird. Keep that to yourself. That's it.
Don't talk to mom about it.
Don't talk to mom about it. Talk to me. Only me, not mama.
Right.
I'm going to tell you that right now. Whatever you learn about with your friends, cool. But, like, if you're curious and you want to know about something, just shoot me a text or something. Or, you know, like, I'm a fucking phone call away or, you know. Yeah.
Have, like, an emoji. Have, like, the exclamation mark emoji.
Yeah.
Every time you have a question about it.
Yeah, exactly. And I'm like, all right, bro. Then I'm going to take him to the store, get him, like, some other shit, and be like, you got to mask that smell, man. You can't be smelling like that. We know what you're doing. You ain't hiding it.
Oh, man.
It's like, how much you want to bet? I can check that web history right now, and I know what's on there.
I've been down this road.
Oh man,
I can recommend you good stuff. No, that's crazy.
No, I'm gonna be chill about it. You know, at the end of the day, I'm gonna treat my son the right way, how I would treat him. Like my dad, he treats me right.
Right.
But I'm not gonna be like ashamed about it. You know, I'm gonna tell him what's up.
Right.
Because it's normal. It's natural.
Should.
All right. How would y'all do it?
I'd probably around the same time as like. As they're getting older and they're starting to, like, recognize things and, like, I'm starting to see things. Like
you start seeing your son checking out a girl's ass and you're like, hold up.
Hold on, buddy. The only reason I knew is because I
was you just, like, look at it like, damn. And you look down, it's like, and you just see him. It's like, damn. Fuck.
Oh, my God.
I mean, for Darren to be a guy, you know, but.
Right.
Their abs.
Uh-huh.
I don't look at their abs.
No? No.
If they're running, just...
Shirtless? Dog,
what? In slow-mo.
I don't think I look at their abs.
It's an oiled up man, just...
oiled up.
What would you look at?
Oh yeah, if you were to check out no, seriously, if you were to check out a guy, where would your eyes first go to?
The front part?
I would look at their I would probably look at their smile or their face. That's the PG version. That's the PG answer, their face.
Would you be looking at the bird?
Well, I'm not gonna look at the bee now, am I?
No, I'm saying like, are you gonna look at that or are you gonna look at the peach?
The pecker or the cheeks. Dick or ass, man? Dick or ass? What are you looking at?
I think you know what I'm looking at.
No, that's what we're asking.
Wait, I'm not going to say it. We're recording.
He literally said, I said dick or ass.
The first one.
Okay. Why are you so shy about it? I respect it. I'm not going to push. It's okay. I'm not going to push.
How do you... Never mind. I'm not going to... I don't want to know.
What's your question?
I was going to say, how do you notice that? But I feel like it's different because, like, his experience.
I mean...
I've never done that. Oh.
You're going to do research? No, he's just...
No, I had God's sakes.
Oh, my gosh. No. Back to...
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Same thing. I just, yeah.
Right.
Are you gonna try to be more funny about it, more direct? How would you do it?
I'd probably be funny about it. I try to make it as least as uncomfortable as I can. Even though those conversations are uncomfortable, I'm gonna try to make it as least as possible. Because I know if I was in their situation, I would want it least comfortable as uncomfortable as possible.
All I know is that my kid is going to tell their friends, like, my dad was direct.
Not direct.
I ain't hiding anything. I'm going to tell them.
What about you? How? Yeah. How would... Yeah. I'm trying to think, like, how would you, like...
How would you...
You still have that conversation with them.
Well,
how would you explain it to your son?
I'm like, well, Timmy...
It's different for me, but...
Yeah. Like, you know, Papa doesn't go that way. Papa?
Not Papa. I just win.
Honestly, no. I really think, like, my kid would have two, like a name for me and then a name for other dad. Like, I think... I don't think they would call both of us dad. I wouldn't want them to call both of us dad. I don't want one of us to be dad and one of us to be called something else.
What would that...
I don't know. But I just,
whatever they want. Whatever the kid chooses.
Papa?
Yes, Papa. But no.
Father?
I'm going to be like, I'm going to be A to me. Like, I know you're growing up. I know you're changing. I know things are starting to, like, interest you. Because best believe, things were interesting me at a young age.
Real young.
Yeah.
We're not going to get into
it. No, yeah, bro. What
yeah.
the hell?
Yeah, but
you're wrong for that.
Hopefully, Timmy's not doing that at that age.
Like, you're just gonna
learn from Dad's mistakes.
You're gonna learn
from Papa's mistakes.
Right.
You're gonna see this dude walking out with a new swagger and be like,
"You
learned too much from me."
Right.
You just like me for real.
Right. I'm like, you're growing up, and I think we need to have the birds and the bees talk, or the birds and the birds, whatever you like. I'm not gonna judge. So, whatever you like, I guess, Timmy. Just don't like.
I'm just playing.
Whoa!
Whoa!
I'm just playing. It was just a jokey joke. It was just a joke. I'm being funny. I'm making it less uncomfortable.
Whoa.
Because my kid is probably going to have offensive jokes, too. So,
Yeah.
He's going to be just like Papa.
Just like Papa.
No, but you wouldn't want him to call you Dad or anything?
I really don't know. I mean, maybe I could be dad, but then I don't know, like, what the other person would be. One of us is going to be dad for sure. And then I'd want the other person to be called something else.
Daddy.
Well, I mean, that ain't a bad thing, though.
At 18 years old, you're calling your dad daddy.
I mean,
some... like even, like, I would love my son. I would love my son to call me Pops. I would be okay with that.
Pops would be cool.
Yeah. I'd be cool with that. Like, because, you know, like I want, because I want a, like, I want a son. Like, I want twin boys and I want a girl. But, like, I would like, if my son's calling me Pops, and then if my daughter called me, like, dad or whatever, I'd be cool with that. Or, like...
I don't know. I don't like that, though. Well, not that. I was thinking about something. It's just, like, how girls are more inclined to saying daddy. Like, because my sisters call my dad daddy.
Yeah.
But they say it, like, in a certain way.
Yeah, they're not going to be, like, you know...
Yeah. Obviously.
Yeah, no, right. but that's what I mean. Like, it's different in that sense. I mean, especially when kids, because kids also call their dad daddy.
Yeah, kids.
Right.
So I feel like I have heard so many people actually, like, actually, especially in the countryside, they call.
No, hell no.
No, but it's not seen in that way either. You know, it's just that's how they were naturally born.
Right.
When they're talking about, it's like, oh, you know, I told my daddy this and that, you know, and that's it.
I told my daddy this and. I was going to the liquor store and I was...
Oh.
No. Not the liquor store.
But yeah, you know, I mean, I guess, yeah.
Yeah. I don't know. I don't know where I was going with that.
But I will say that society now has really changed that word.
Yeah, they've
daddy?
Tainted it for sure.
Mm-hmm. They really have.
It's so innocent, but now it's just like... Mm.
That's why I was so, like, iffy about it, because that's how it's viewed.
Yeah. How would you feel if your son called you daddy? past the age of, like, when you're like, all right, bruh.
You gotta grow up a little bit.
If you're 15 calling me daddy, I'm like, all right, come on now.
But why would you let it go on for until he was 15?
I don't know.
I think Nazir was actually like that with Pops. I think he wasn't. I think he was still calling Pops daddy. What the fuck?
Out, like, it ain't a bad thing.
I know it ain't. But it's also like, damn, like, this thing is like 15.
It ain't.
I know it's not a bad thing. I didn't have a dad, so no. I know. Like, fuck, shit.
I would say anything past 13, you can't call me daddy no more. Going to have to upgrade
to just dad
pops,
bitch. No.
I wish you would, you little bitch.
What? Okay, let me ask y'all this.
You little fucking rat.
What would y'all do if your son disrespected you in such a way where they said, like...
Done.
Where they called you a fucking asshole. Not an asshole, but they called you like a fucking old ass man or some shit like that.
I think I might fight that nigga.
How old am I?
I don't know. How old are you planning on having kids?
How old is he?
Let's say bro is, well, he's going to be cussing at you. Like, I don't know, fucking 16?
Oh, yeah. That's about the time when they start to get 16.
They start being tough.
Yeah.
They start acting tough.
Yeah. I'm going to have to show that nigga some.
You're
gonna
fucking swing.
I'm like, nigga used to call me Papa. I'm like, you used to call me Papa as a child.
Remember the good old times?
Right.
No, it's like, you, let's say you got out of an argument, right?
Mm-hmm.
And then you fucking said something and they didn't like it and they like call you like fucking old ass bitch. Some shit, like under their breath, saying something slick.
Oh, I wish you would. Oh, I wish you fucking would. Sorry.
So, Jamie just Jamie be like turning around like, what the fuck you said?
Right.
Like, what you say to me?
Oh boy. No.
But you're like fucking.
And then I'd be appalled for real. I'd like,
I'd say, the fuck did you say? And then if they say it again, I'm, ooh, it's over. If you don't say it again, ooh, it's over.
Okay, but like, what if they, alright, here's the difference. Well, what would you say you do?
I'm beating that nigga up.
like no questions asked?
Like, that other dad gonna have to hold me back.
About that.
Like,
Oh my god.
I really don't. I don't know what the fuck I would do. I probably laugh. Like, the fuck, you just called me? And then I make him feel like shit afterwards. I probably would. I won't lie. You're like, well, you know where the fuck you came out of? You came out of me, bitch. You call me, you know, and all this other shit. And I fucking, like, start. Yeah, I'm going to make that kid cry. No, but, like,
Dude, low-key, I'm going to be mad if my kid's taller than me.
Yeah.
I know my dad's fucking pressed. Dude, I'm going to be mad if my kid's taller than me. I know your dad's fucking pressed.
Probably. I'll be mad, bro. I'll be mad as fuck.
Nah, bro. Okay, I was going to say, like, all right, but what if they said it, like, when you told him, like, say it again, right? And they say it, like hesitantly, like, stuttering. You still going to beat them ass? Pop, 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 pop. Because he still said it, right?
Exactly. I don't give a fuck.
All right, what if they say
he's getting hit either way.
What if, like, but, like, it depends on how hard they get hit, though, right? Like, if he actually said it again with his chest, or would you respect that and be like,
if he's standing on business, I'm standing on business too.
Like, fucking Darius just like takes out the belt, like, come
like, oh, yeah, I would be like, that's what I thought you said. Now, come on.
Like, I buy one my way.
Nah, bro. You'd be like, all right, bro. Like,
what? I want my way.
I want my way. Like, all
right. Let's take this outside right now. Right.
Would you give him the courtesy of giving him fucking boxing gloves? Or would you just.
Ooh, that's kind of fun. Ooh, that's kind of fun.
Because I saw this dude talking about it, and it was like a... Ooh, it was make a skit. It fun. It was a skit, right? And then he goes like, hey, so your mama told me what you just told her. And he's like, yeah, you know, this and that. And he's like, he was tripping or some shit like that. And he's like, okay, all right. And like,
bitch, you're trifling.
But in the whole entire video, you just see this dude just like start fucking taking off his shoes, putting on some fucking sneakers, like athletic shit. And then you see like... you see him, like, next thing you know, like, with boxing gloves, fucking takes his shit off, and then he throws it on the couch. Or not on the couch, on the bed. He's like, meet me outside.
Hits him with one of these.
Oh, the fucking, oh, shit.
That's how you know it's getting for real.
Right. Right.
Damn, this shit ever fucking loads.
Right.
Fuck.
Nah, that shit's over with.
That kid would be shitting himself. Nah, man, but you would really like that as like beat your kid.
Yo, low key. Oh, I'm not gonna beat the fuck out of him.
Be like, say it again, say it again.
I'm not gonna go full Homelander on them ass, but I'd get the belt.
Or would you like pop him in the mouth?
Hell no. That shit don't teach nobody.
I mean, it taught me. I got popped in the mouth with a ladle and I stopped saying shit afterwards.
A ladle?
I've been popped in the mouth left and right and I still say shit.
Damn, for real?
I got used to get popped like, as a kid.
I will say this. My parents, I said they never hit us. They have. I remember that shit.
My parents never said that.
I was saying, like, yeah.
I mean, they probably don't. They, compared to others, they probably didn't hit us often, but when they did, they did.
Right.
I got whooped.
She was like, this shit happened to me, so it's happening to you now.
I can just see little JV getting whooped.
Oh, you know what? I was about to say something kind of controversial, where it's like, ooh, I hate people that don't scold their kids, bro.
Okay, look, there's a difference between soft parenting and just like,
like, not parenting.
No, actually, because the other day at my job, there was this little girl. She was on the aisle by herself, like
with your parents,
like playing with her toy on by herself on the aisle. I'm not paying her no mind because I'm picking.
Yeah,
I come back. I'm in club pickup. She's over there in club pickup, like messing with shit. And me and Caitlin looking like, we looking like the fuck. And we like, where her parents at? Like ain't saying nothing. Like, get your child.
It's going to be like the episode from the Boondocks.
Right.
When that kid just traveling, the gramps just fucking takes off his belt. It's like, here you go.
Oh, yeah.
And the mom's just like, fucking beats the shit out of that kid.
Oh, my God.
We don't condone violence.
Good one. How would you scold your kids?
How would I do it?
Yeah.
Probably, I feel like the same way that Ricardo's treating and teaching his kids.
Would you ever lay a hand on your child?
I would.
Okay, good.
I would. Not like the way, like, I wouldn't be abusive, you know, I ain't gonna, like, be drunk and shit and just smacking the shit out of him. No. Right,
hell no, no, I'm not.
I'm gonna discipline them, you know, I'm gonna be stern with them. If they do some shit, you know, I'm be like, look, bro, I don't know who the fuck you think you are, but you ain't him.
Right.
You best put some fucking respect to my name. And if he says some other shit again, I tried. That's when I get his mom.
Yeah, I was gonna say, that's when you leave it to Mama Bear.
I would say because Mama would get him right.
No, because whenever I'm pissed off or whenever I'm like being fucking serious, like I have my tone switches. You know, I feel like I can actually be like fucking scary if I really wanted to.
Okay. I believe it.
You know, I've done it to Adrian, you know. I never would. They're my nephews. I would never lay my hand on them like that. Never. But when they annoy me... Or they say and be like, Adrian, I told you once you'd knock that shit off. Keep going at it. You're going to see what happens. Straight up like that. And then he's like, okay. Sits quiet. Does his own thing. And if it, and it's like, it's become like this joke, right? Not joke, but it's like this thing. You know when you're like, not. I don't know, maybe it might be a game to them. When I'm home, I'm usually in my room just doing my own thing because I ain't going to be in them with all them kids.
Right.
I don't got the patience for it.
Right.
So I'm in my room. I'm doing my thing. You know, whether I'm just laying in bed, watching TV, or doing just, like, whatever.
Right.
Maybe I'm asleep, too. Right? My mom literally has to say, if you guys don't be quiet, your uncle's going to come out of that room right now. And you better see what happens. And they just...
That's funny.
Stays quiet.
Dang.
But then later on, you know, they start snickering and laughing and all this shit. And I'm just like, fuck. I fucking open my door. And they're like, oh, shit. And I'm like, and I tell them, like, shut the fuck up.
Ooh.
Or it's not like that, but I'll be like, right. Like, guys, like, what are you guys doing? You know, like, well, why are you being like this? Don't you got to respect, you know, just
right.
Talking to them, like being stern with them, too.
Right.
And I just, like, I sit down and I try to, like, fucking explain it. But I also be like, look, don't do this shit again. If you do it again, you ain't gonna like what happens.
Right.
Like, I'm your uncle. I ain't gonna do nothing to you. But your parents. And they finna know.
Right.
And that's it. And then I go into my room. I'm literally my mom's last choice. Like, last weapon. My dad's worse than me.
Ooh.
Yeah.
Because my dad, he like... He doesn't hit him, but he grabs him, and he looks at him, and my dad's intimidating
him. Come here, little fucker.
And he probably, like, stares dead in their
oh,
eyes.
Oh, yeah, they do.
Like,
oh, yeah.
Yeah.
And then But then he picks him up, and he's like, sit right there. You know, like, I'm like, oh, shit.
Man,
got me.
I start crying at somebody. <can't see.
laughs> And they do. They always do.
Yeah.
And I'm over here like, oh, shit.
Goddamn, my bad dad.
My bad, grandpa.
It's like, and then my dad's like, and just like, then he put my dad, but the thing is, then my dad is already pissed off. He's annoyed.
Right.
Yeah.
So then he walks away, and I'm like, you got it. I back up. I literally,
yeah,
like,
I just, oh, yeah. Get out of his way.
And then I'm like, okay. And then I tell him, like, see? Look, we all did.
That's fuck what happened. Don't
show up. He told you once, behave. He told you once, you do this, not do that. I mean, you still do it.
They fucked around and found out.
They fucked around and they found out. But yeah, so if I were to, how I would parent my kids, I'm gonna be stern with them. I'm gonna be straight. I'm not gonna be like hella strict. I'm gonna just, like, I ain't gonna be like, look, I'm not gonna tell them, like, call me sir. No, man, I'm your dad. Call me dad. Call me however you wanna call me. But best believe you fucking, you disrespect me. You disrespect your mom. You disrespect anyone, especially your elders. I ain't gonna let that slide. You're gonna be disciplined.
Right.
It's far. What about you, Darian?
What?
How would you scold your kids? Discipline them?
I don't believe... So I'm gonna say... No matter my jokes aside about little Timmy or whatever... I feel like I'm the type of person. I feel like... Cause when I get annoyed, like, I'm gonna sit there and, like, go off. Like, I'll go off on someone. Like,
that's true.
Like, I would, like, if, especially, like, if it's something, like, I'm tired of, I will go off. And, like, I will, like, yeah. So I feel like I want to try to teach. I feel like I want to try to teach my kids to the point like you should know right from wrong. Mm-hmm. Like I shouldn't have to be yelling at you over, especially if it's something stupid. Like if it's something dumb, why are we having this conversation right now? Mm-hmm. I don't want to talk to you like this. You don't want to be talked to like this. Why put both of us through this?
You just for like real. Would you like sit him down and be like, look, bro.
Why?
Yeah, literally, because I do that now. I do that to Nazir, like.
So you wouldn't lay a hand on your kid?
He's like, look, I didn't say all that. For camera purposes, of course not. Of course not. Look, I'm just saying. Of course not. But if he talks to me a certain type of way, hey, man.
I mean, and just so y'all know, we ain't talking about, like, actually, like, beating. No, man. It's, like, discipline. Like, you pop him in the mouth.
Right. Like, just show him, like, who still runs stuff.
When I say lay a hand, I mean getting, like a tool or something. Not like a tool.
Like, getting a belt.
A belt. Or, yeah. Like, yeah, something.
But, all right.
HDMI cables.
Now, would y'all wait till they about to get in the bath?
Oh damn!
Let's say you at work, right?
You know what?
You at work and you get a call from your mom, from your girl, from your man, mm-hmm. saying, look, little Timmy, he was at it again. He did some stupid shit.
Right.
He was running around, cursing people out, cursing out his teachers, fucking doing this, acting up a fool. You know.
Right.
When you get home, do you act like everything's cool? It's like, hey, you know, and all this other shit. Or and be like, I have a good. Or would you like be like stern with them and be like, look, bro, your mama told me what happened. You finna know what's gonna happen. Turn around. Fucking bam.
Yeah.
Or would you wait until like pretend that everything's all cool, you know? You like you and the like give that fear to the kid, you know.
I wouldn't want to traumatize him.
Like let him go into the restroom, get right. ready, already in the water, and then right. you go in there like, your mama told me what happened. You know what's going to happen.
You know what I'm saying? Don't even say that. Just go in there. Boom, bam! And then start screaming and stuff.
Joking aside, I would never do that. I would never do that.
They're bum booty naked.
Fucking, they just start lathering up soap on their hair and right. shit. Right. You don't know if you're screaming because of the pain or the soap in your eye.
Right. I bet they would never do it again, though.
Damn right.
And they fun to fear you. And I never want my kids to fear me. I want them to respect me. That's all I want.
Damn.
And I want them to come for me about anything.
Damn.
What, you want them to fear you?
No, I was going to say, I was going to play my games on a little bitch.
What do you mean?
I was going to have them think, like, everything's cool. Everything like, hey, buddy, how you doing? And then at the end of the day, right when they're about to go to sleep, give it to them, bro. Because I know from...
This shit's happening to you?
I know from experience that crying, like after a butt whooping, crying after that sleep... hits. That sleep is good as fuck.
And not even just like getting a whooping, but like just crying.
Just
like,
crying.
Just crying like your eyes out and then going to sleep.
One of
like,
the best.
Like, don't let you be frustrated or something and like you just had to get it out. You go to sleep.
Yeah.
Best sleep.
Iconic.
Best sleep ever. Iconic. I don't care. Best sleep.
Did y'all do this when y'all were a kid? Let's say your mama, you just got in trouble or you got a whooping or whatever.
Uh-huh.
Did you ever like want to slam the door but you go soft?
Have you ever done the thing where you
we'll close the room and be like, fuck you. Yeah. But then you're like screaming and be like you're just like all muffled, all quiet.
Yeah,
you're
like
it's like you know like
oh my god, I do that. I used to do that so much, bro.
And then you're just like fucking just like punching the air and shit, you know.
Oh my god.
And then the next you know they come out, I was like, what'd you say? He's like, nothing.
Oh, my parents never did that because I'm upstairs. So
you know, my parents never did either. But I've gotten in trouble with that shit though. Like, and I was like so fucking pissed off, and like I was like frustrated, crying, you know.
Right.
Good times.
Damn, that's messed up.
Have you ever wanted to pack up and run away?
I did.
Yes, actually.
I did.
Really? I wrote my grandma a long letter about how I wanted to run away and all that. I gave it to her, and I literally was about to like leave.
And then I started
crying right then. And then we became friends again. Like we got back good.
Nah, bro. I mean, what I did. My mom pissed me off. She pissed me off. And my dad was at work. I was like, you know what? Mom was like, I'm running away. And then mom was like, go, go. Like, I don't care, go. I'm like, bet. Fucking. I didn't even take clothes. I just went left. I was in my fucking Skechers sneakers, light up sneakers, just fucking running and crying shit. And then my mom's like, And then I'm still pissed off, and I'm just playing with my friends now, and I'm over there. I see my dad pull up, and I hide behind a tree, just looking at him. I'm like, yeah, you can find me, you know, like being a menace, for real, you know.
Right.
And then next thing you know, my dad comes out trying to find me, and I'm just like staying, like I'm just hiding from him, you know, because my dad would always ask me, he's like, well, where's Gabriel? She's like, I don't know. He said he was leaving. I'm pretty sure
he ran away.
And my dad was like trying to find me. And then when he found me, I got scared. He was like, you know, my dad just like took me back inside, and that's it.
Oh,
I don't remember what happened afterwards. That's all I'm going to say. I don't know what happened.
You got your ass beat, and then you went to sleep.
Probably, dude. I don't remember for real. I really don't. I thought I was being slit with that shit, too. I waited the whole entire day because it was at 3 when mama told me that, and I left. I didn't go back till 6.
Mm.
Out for 3 hours, period.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. I proved my point.
Got a convict here.
Right.
Nah, bro. Because I was literally fucking hiding in bushes and trees trying to have my dad not find me.
Play hide and seek, for real. But you got found, though. So.
Yeah, you kind of suck at it. Right.
No, I mean, I let him find me. Because I was getting tired.
Right. You let him win. Right.
No, I got hungry.
No, that makes sense.
Yeah.
Honestly, I don't even think my dad found me. I think I just walked back because I got hungry.
That's funny.
But I was still pissed off at my mom, and he's like, oh, you're back. I'm like, huh. She goes like, she's always like, you hungry? I'm like, yeah.
Yeah. That's
funny.
That's so stupid. No, because I know exactly what you mean, bro.
Oh, man.
You still trying to assert your dominance? But your ass walked home.
And then, yo, I remember this too. My mom gave me the food. And then she pinches my cheeks. And then she goes, there. Here's your food. And then I smile a little bit looking at her, but I'm still trying to be, I look at her. She makes eye contact with me, and I get mad real quick.
Oh my God. You're so stupid.
All right, let's hear from you then. Did you run away? I mean, you chased the dog, but that doesn't count.
Not because I was angry at anybody. It's actually because I love my mom so much. I was gonna go get limes for her.
Limes?
Yeah. So, did you ever have, or did you ever see like those battery cars? Like the little.
Yes.
I had one of those. It was like a little Jeep. It was a blue little one. And my mom said, damn, I need limes for. For dinner. And I'm just like, okay, mom, I got you. I'm gonna go to the store. She gave me $5. She gave me $5 just playing around. And then I went outside. I started up the car. And my little
fucking little Jamie, dog.
That shit was not moving, bro. Dude, I was.
That shit was so slow.
How far did you end up before you turned back?
Like three houses up, and then someone found me driving it. It was one of our neighbors, and he took me back home.
Oh, damn.
Oh, no. I made it all the way to the rocks.
Oh.
All the way to the beginning of the neighborhood, and then he found me. And then he
Yo, ass was about to go on the street.
Yes, brother. I was real about that shit. Oh. My mom needed lives, bro.
Right. He was just trying to provide for his family. Right.
Did you put up a fight when the dude found you?
I don't remember all that. But then I go home, and then my mom, I don't know, I guess she didn't notice. She gets a knock at the door. She sees my ass. My ass with a white man with a big ass ginger beard.
Oh, he picked you up?
Well, yeah, he took the car.
Oh.
He took me in the car. He went, yeah, obviously.
I thought he told you, like, come back. He was just following him in the car. No. So you're like, my mom wanted me to get limes. I mean,
No, I have limes at the house, but.
Oh, man.
Yeah, then, yeah, I don't know. That story gets told all the time. That's so funny.
That's the first I've ever heard of it.
I've never heard that before.
Yeah, man, I was just trying to provide, man.
I'm trying to be like my dad now.
Yeah, my dad was at work. I'm like,
I'm the man of the house.
Tag me in, boss. Tag me in.
Right.
Nah, I got this. Cause he would always tell me that I'm the man at the house. When he's gone, I'm the man. I got this.
But now when your mom tells you you need limes, you
I actually
You know, you make it past the rocks now.
I make it to the store, surprisingly.
Alright. Huh?
Shit, bro.
I mean,
bitches be bonkers.
That's funny.
That is funny for real.
Oh my god, that actually worked perfectly because I wanted to talk about like how we would raise our kids.
Okay.
Another thing before we get into the sketch thing, and then we'll wrap it up. I wanted to say, do you think that this generation is do you feel like kids or like people like us, like in our age group, are like, they're more against having kids than past generations?
I think so, yeah.
Yeah.
Because I think back then, I think that was like the norm, the traditional like way of like, I guess, growing up. Like,
yeah.
You were expected to like grow up and then, you know, meet your significant other. Then y'all start a family and then it just keeps going. But now people just don't want to have kids. I mean, like, the economy is already crazy as it's.
Sure, so. We're already overpopulated as fuck, so.
Right.
Because I was going to say, because, like, coming from us, our dads are from a family of seven children.
Yeah.
Damn.
Yeah.
I'm like, damn. Like, same mom, same dad.
Same That's mom, crazy. Same dad.
Ooh.
You don't see that all the time.
You don't see that often.
My mom. God damn, I couldn't tell you how many half-brothers, half-sisters she has. She has so many.
Damn.
But only two come from, like both her parents. And
yeah.
The one that is the other one is passed.
Right.
Because he was in, like, the military or something.
Oh, sure. Right.
May his role...
No, for real.
May you rest in peace.
There you go. Yeah. Damn, I thought it was going a lot longer, but yeah.
No, I mean, I personally, yeah, no. How everything is just...
Why do you think that is?
More people are considering honestly, trauma. I think it's drama. I think more people is like, I don't want people to go through what I went through. I'm not going to put my child through this. I'm not going to do this and that. Right now, how everything's so fucked up, I don't want to do that.
Do you think people are so, like, irresponsible that they can't take care of a kid?
I think some are. But I feel like that's with any generation, you know?
Yeah.
But it just really does. But I mean, like, I'm pretty sure y'all heard on the news so many parents just being stupid and not fucking taking care of the kids, right?
Of course.
Like, today, apparently there was a kid in Atlanta who got into a gun safe and...
Damn.
You know. It was just, like, irresponsibility.
Right.
You know, it's just... It's always going to happen. It's always going to happen in every generation.
Yeah.
always, if someone ever, like, if anyone ever had to ask me, like, well, for instance, one of my friends, she came up to me, she was saying, like, I feel like I'm messing up in life right now. I'm like, what's going on? Telling me their whole entire thing, their spiel is like, I'm already this age, you know, and then I feel like they're in their 20s, you know, and still very young, early 20s. She goes, I feel like I should have already found someone right now. I feel like I should already be getting ready to get married. And I was just like, dude, pump the brakes. You know, you're 20-something years old. You still have a long life ahead of you. Why are you worrying about that so much? She was like, well, all this other stuff. And then, you know, just pretty much telling me that, like, she just feels pressured.
Right.
Like, apparently her sister was telling her that, like, why don't you have kids? Why don't you do this? Even though she's really young, you know, there's still, like, her sister's still expecting of it, right? She's like, I want to be this and that. I want to see your kids, you know, all this stuff, right? And, you know, they just told me, it's like, and I told them, it's like, dude, let me ask you something. Do you think you're able to take care of a child right now? Like, you yourself, right now, right here. Are you able to take care of a child? Do you have a job that's able to sustain you and other people? Do you have a living environment where you're able to support your child and his needs or their needs? Right. You know? Just, like, I let it out for them. And I feel like that gave them, like, a peace of mind. They're like, it's like, no, I'm not ready. It's like, I told them, like, don't worry about it. It'll happen when it happens. And I will say this. No one's ever ready to have a kid. But when they have it, all I know is that it changes their world, how they view things. So, you got time, don't worry about it. And I pretty much just, like, left it like that. And I think they gave him peace of mind.
That's far.
That's what's up.
Yeah.
I feel like that's what we got to, like, think about it. Like, are we mentally stable? Are we stable enough to take care of a kid? Because why would you want to have a kid if you yourself are going through shit?
Right.
Yeah.
You know?
Right. Like, I've always heard the thing, and I agree with it, like, how are you going to take care of someone else if you can't take care of yourself?
Exactly.
Right.
That's why I'm getting a cat.
I wouldn't even want to take care of that.
Derek, you're going to take care of a goldfish.
Hey, man. Cosmo and Wanda are in fairy world right now.
What about the other goldfish? The one where you said, I ain't gonna feed you every day now.
I thought Nazir was gonna feed him too. Like, I didn't know it was all on me. Shit.
It was a group effort.
They asked both of us to watch it. They didn't just say, Darion, can you watch it?
Like, I mean, I know, but you didn't bother to check up on him. Like, hey, Darion, or hey, Neezy, did you do this?
I got off of work.
You went into your room.
And just did not think about the fish.
I'm Man, sorry. That fish just saw your ass just walk past him. And he's like,
goop, 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 goop.
I think, I just remember, like, me and Nazir looked at the bowl. And, like, they was gone. Couldn't have no funeral or nothing. Like, he just flushed him down. I made him flush it down his toilet. I'm like, I'm like, we're not flushing him down.
Imagine just... Like, the motherfucker comes back to life.
Right, I'm like, I'm not finna.
But like, what if the fish is like, all right, I'ma prank him to show him how scary it is. Maybe they will actually feed me.
Well, he dead now for real though, so he shouldn't have been playing.
Right, how dare you?
Fuck around and find out.
Like, poor dude just like saw you. Was just like,
he's like, are you?
Please, sir, I'm starving. Feed us. And I just don't hear him.
He's saying,
look, I'm over here eating my food, going in for real.
Like, just on your phone, why? And he's just looking at you, and all like, heartbroken and shit.
And
he's
I'm just like,
oh man.
Oh, that's so funny.
Oh, Lord.
Oh, gosh.
Yeah, we ain't ready.
Yeah, definitely.
Obviously, yeah, I barely can take care of an animal. So, you know, I'm not ready for no damn human.
I'm far from that. Mm-hmm. I don't even want no damn kids, but
I would love to see another little JB out there in the world.
No, he's gonna be on his little thing going to get.
Would it be for that shit to happen to your kid? For him to have stories like that.
Because Gabe, knowing my luck, my kid's gonna get ran over. Knowing my damn luck.
That's my luck. I actually did get ran over.
Knowing my kid, he's gonna follow a fucking dog, and the dog's gonna kill him.
No, but it's not gonna get you.
It almost did. You know, I don't know. You never know. You never know.
And dog's like, we're alone now.
I got you one off. Run me my ones. Run me my ones.
Right. Oh man. Nah, I mean, I feel like it would be pretty cool to see another.
Remember that one time you said bad dog? Yeah, I'm about to show you bad dog.
I mean, I personally would love to have my kid play with your kid.
Oh, that sucks. That fucking sucks. This is why they have kindergarten and all that other shit to go meet friends.
Imagine our kids make a podcast.
Imagine that.
Them like, I wouldn't be like dad and his friends.
Okay, well, you have a child first, and then you have a child like nearly a year later. Then I'll have a child. Couple years later.
How many years is it to go? A couple is two, so.
Yeah.
Now you want to go by that? Flashback 30 episodes. We did not agree to this.
No, y'all didn't.
What? What you mean?
Oh, man. No, but I mean, how cool would it be? Because I saw these things, you know, like of these tattoo artists giving their kids like little tattoo. You know, not tattoos, but like a tattoo machines, but toys.
Right.
How cool would it be to give your kid a fucking microphone and a fake headset?
Wow, 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 wow. Shut the fuck up. God damn.
Damn, I'm over here like,
this is not what I did. I spoke nonsense, but at least it kind of made sense.
No. I can really see your kid being a lot like you, though.
Oh,
you know what I'm saying? Just like I can see them being like having that same attitude whenever like some shit happens, yeah. Having that same fucking look. I bet you, if some shit happens, they're gonna do the fucking the eyebrow arch that you do and be like, "What you mean by that?" And then you're gonna be having that look because your wife just said something that was so like you're like, "Huh?" And then you'd look at your kid, and he's going to be making that same look. And I bet you're going to feel so proud.
She's going to say, come here, and be like, what you mean by that? Then, what do you mean, come here?
And then you and the kid just, like, make it, like, you know, it's like.
It's like. Oh, no. I couldn't have a kid.
No, I feel like if you had a kid, you would really love it.
It'd be fun, like.
He'd be your mini you.
It'd like, be fun, say. Like.
For the first 3 years and afterwards, like, nah.
Fuck that kid, bro. You're annoying.
I would say it'd be cute for a little bit.
Yeah, it'll be cute for, like, a couple hours. Like, having him every day a couple hours. Yeah, that would be cool. But then just shut the fuck up. Go to your room.
You know, I feel like we say this now, though. We don't have children, so we don't really know.
Yeah. Future us, watch this in, like, 15 years and see how that played out.
Right.
We just watching it with our kids.
Hey, fuck you, you little rat. You ruined my life.
Right. Jamie's all happy, all successful. He gets like, oh, shit, I forgot about that. He's like, cover your ears. Rat.
Yeah, I'm going to name that kid Rat, too.
You're going to name him Rat?
You should name him Rat, too. We can go by Rat as his nickname.
Hey, Remy.
Well, that means he's going to cook. He will know how to cook.
I'm going to name him Remy.
Box of Plenty?
Remy from Ratatouille. That's the rat's name, Remy.
I know. I was
being funny.
I was being funny.
I knew he was being funny.
Gosh.
No, because at this point, I really don't know when y'all are joking, when y'all are being serious. I thought you were playing earlier, but you weren't.
About what?
About his last ex.
About my last ex.
Oh!
You silly goof. You silly goof.
I thought you were playing. I'm not going to lie. I really did.
I was high. I mean, I was high
on that life?
Education. Yeah.
Yeah, life
Yeah, I'm high on life. I love my life. I love my job.
A tear falls down as you say that. Yeah. Single tear.
Yeah.
Okay. We'll just end it here. Oh, it has been an episode. That is for sure. But
it has been an episode.
I like the episodes where we like stay on one fucking tangent for the longest time.
I swear.
Because this one's funny.
It's about beating kids.
What?
That's kind of crazy. Gabe.
You didn't got to do all that.
Gabe, why would you beat your kid? Why would you beat your kid?
Because he disrespected me.
What'd he call you?
You know what he called me.
Yeah, a little bitch.
He called
bitch,
me what he called you.
Oh, he didn't call me a little bitch.
You won't bet.
I'll whoop your kid, Gabe.
You whoop my kid.
Yeah, I'll whoop your kid. You call me a bitch?
Not my kid, your kid.
No, I'm whooping your kid. If you ever called me a bitch, I'm whooping your kid.
I mean, that's valid.
Okay, then. I'm glad we agree.
But if it's to the point where y'all are cool, though.
Like, fuck just... no. I don't care. First day he meets me, he says, fuck you, bitch.
No, I'm not like that. I said y'all are cool. Like, this is after, like, a long time. It's like, he goes like, bitch.
Oh, that's chill.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Not like, he goes like, old ass bitch.
Yeah, no, I'm whooping his ass. You don't say that to me, buddy.
You're like, huh? What, you deaf too?
Just like your daddy. Just like your daddy.
Uncle Darian's deaf.
Just like Papa.
Oh my god. Okay.
Watch when Darian gets a kid, he's gonna call him Papa. We're gonna be laughing We're gonna be laughing our asses off.
Papa.
I'm gonna be Papa.
You should be Papa. I like Papa.
Papa.
That's gonna be an inside joke, I feel like.
Papa.
Papa.
Just call me Papa.
Oh yeah, huh?
It's like, okay, Papa.
Yes, Papa. Yes, Papa.
They're gonna have a British accent just because.
Okay. Well, thank you once again for joining us in the. Oh wow.
Yeah, Jamie. Yeah.
Thank you once again for watching our podcast, whatever the fuck name is, I forgot. But damn, you both looked at me.
How could you ever forget the name of our podcast? It's They're Always Watching.
Yeah, I was gonna say, isn't like They're Always Watching or something? Like,
I think it's the deeper end.
The deeper end?
The deeper end. Got it.
Welcome back to They're Always Watching. But yeah, no, thank you for watching whatever this episode was. It was fun. And serious and tear jerking. Don't jerk your hearts.
Please don't.
Yeah, you probably die or something.
Right.
Yeah. Anyways, thank you for listening. Thank you for watching. You can listen to us on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, Audible, all that stuff. Thank you to Mr. Rick Dunn and Radio Athens for letting us record and use your equipment. You can listen to our podcast there on MeRadioAthens.com at 7 p.m. on Thursdays and Fridays and 1 a.m. on Saturdays. And then if you want to watch us, if you're listening and if you want to watch us, you can watch us on YouTube. Just search up TD3 Podcast in the search bar and you'll find us. If you want to keep up to date with what we're doing, even though we don't update, but it's fine. We'll get there eventually.
Yeah, JB's been lacking with his shit. I've been lacking with mine.
It's okay. we'll
get there.
We'll get there. You can follow us at TD3 Podcast on Instagram and TikTok, and then at TD3 Pod on Twitter or X or whatever the fuck you call it.
Call it Twitter.
I swear, Elon Musk, you're a fucking devil for that shit.
Papa.
Papa.
There you go. Papa.
Rename it Papa at this point.
Rada.
But I think that's everything.
Yeah, that's it.
Alright. Let's wrap it up.
Alright. We'll catch you guys next time in the deep end.
Papa, we'll see y'all next time.
TD3 out.
Papa.